You know, we've been going through the prayer of Jabez on Sunday nights, and as I just mentioned, because it is a small prayer that carries with it a large prize. When you read the prayer of Jabez, you're reminded that Jabez is just mentioned in this one place. He has praised this prayer, and he's gone from the pages of Scripture. You will not find him any other place. One other place just alludes to him, but you'll not find him any other place. But you find one prayer that he prayed, and the Bible honors what he prayed. I want you to follow along with me in your copy of the Scripture. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted that which he requested. And God granted that which he requested. Now, if you remember, Jabez, the definition of Jabez literally means pain. Jabez was given the name Pain, or Painful One. I don't know all that was involved in his birth. It may have been he had a very difficult birth and very difficult on his mother. But the reality was he was given the name Pain, P-A-I-N. Imagine going through your life knowing that your name means pain or painful one. But the reality of it is, when you look at the life of Jabez, I've already shared with you a number of things, and just to remind you of those things, Jabez didn't let his name determine his destiny. He didn't let his past determine his destiny, and he didn't let his earthly parents determine his destiny. You know, sometimes in life we do that. We let our past, we let our parents, we let problems determine what's going to happen in life. Jabez, the Bible says, called out on the Lord. He called to the Lord and he asked God to bless him. You know, I shared with you that Jabez learned the significance of calling out to God. Have you ever stopped to think there are so many things in your life, in my life, that we don't have because we don't call out to God? And Jabez found very early in his life the significance of calling out to God. He called out with purpose. The Bible makes it very clear. He said, God, that you would bless me. In other words, his prayer was very specific. It was very purposeful. There was something about the depth of his prayer that got the attention of the God of heaven. Jabez called out with expectancy. He expected God to hear an answer. In a day and time where people were living in disbelief toward the Lord God and walking in paganism and ungodliness, Jabez knew there was a God in heaven who would hear and answer him if he believed. You know, the Bible makes it very clear. His prayer was a request. He believed that there was a God in heaven that wanted to bless him. I really believe that when we get to the other side of life, we're going to find many times we settled for less than God had in store for us. Why? Because we wouldn't ask. You've heard me say over and over and over again, you have not because you ask not. God makes it very clear, you and I are to ask. He asked God to bless him. His prayer was for God to bless him specifically. In other words, evidence that he was doing what God said. You know, you can't just live any old way and have God bless your life. There are some people who say, God, if you want to bless my life, you just pour it on. You just bring it. Well, that's not the way God operates. He can't operate that way. God always blesses a life that's serious about him. And his prayer was for God to bless him, which meant that he was willing to walk in line with God's agenda. That meant that he was willing to listen to what God said, follow what God said, and do what God said. Now, I don't know about you, but this prayer has impacted my life in a tremendous way. And the God who led Jabez to pray this prayer is also the same God today. What would happen if you took this prayer seriously in your own life? You reported before the Lord on a daily basis and you said, oh Lord God, that you would bless me and enlarge my coast and keep your hand upon me. Well, tonight I want us to look at one phrase, another phrase. I want us to look at the phrase, enlarge my coast. Because the first thing he prayed for, he said, Lord, that you would bless me, that you would supernaturally favor me. You know that's what the word bless means. The word bless literally carries the meaning that God, you would supernaturally bring your favor upon my life. So that means that you have to have a serious walk with God. You have to have a serious talk with God. But Jabez didn't just say, Lord, that you would bless me. Jabez prayed a prayer that a lot of Old Testament people really would like to have understood. He said, Lord, that you would enlarge my coast. You see, you need to understand something about Old Testament mindset. There was a belief that more meant that you had been faithful. In other words, more terrain, more territory, more boundary. And so Jabez prayed this simple prayer, Lord, that you would enlarge my coast. To pray for enlarged coast, here's what it is. It's to pray for more, and it's to pray for more responsibility. Now, when you look in the word Hebrew for the word enlarge, here's what you find. The definition of the word enlarge literally means to increase with abundance. It means to be an authority of more. Do you know that Jabez was asking God? He didn't just ask God to bless what he had, but he said, Lord, my prayer is that you would give me more authority, that you would increase me more so I could bring honor and glory to your name. He was asking for God to place him under greater responsibility. He was asking for God to give him more. And when you look at the very last part of this text, in verse 10, the Bible says, God granted that which he prayed for. So what did it mean? It meant that what he was praying was in line. Do you ever stop and realize you're not just created to settle? There are so many people who are walking the Christian life and they're settling. There are so many churches that are just settling. You know, if they're impacting very few people, then they're happy with that. That wasn't the life of Jabez. He prayed for God to cause it to be so. Literally, he was saying, God, I don't know how this can happen in my life, but I'm asking you from all of my heart so that I can let my family, my friends, my neighbors know that there is a God in heaven. I ask that you would enlarge my coast. I ask that you would give me more. Now, think about it for a moment. What do you think would happen in your life if God gave you more? You say, well, what are you talking about more? More authority? More coast? Enlarge your coast in abundance? What would happen in the life of a church? If a church prayed, Lord, enlarge our coast. You see, what's more important than impacting 100 people for Jesus Christ? What's more important than impacting 200 with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Amen? Impacting 300, impacting 400. It's not numbers, because numbers are people. That's why you and I make it a big deal when we do things like VBS and we do other things, because you're impacting lives. Listen, here's what Jabez prayed. He prayed that God would enlarge his coast. You see, many people want the work, want the blessing, but they want the work cut out of it. Lord, you bless me, but you mean I've got to work more? Jabez was willing to put the work into it, whatever work was necessary. You know, Jabez didn't ask for God to enlarge his coast without a willingness and a working spirit. And that's something that I've seen this week. I saw it at Canada Town when I was down there. You know, you impact people's lives and you impact children's lives, and you don't have to do anything, do you? Oh, yes, you do. You've got to work. You've got to do some things. And some of us, I can look at you and you're tired because it's been a busy week. It's been a VBS week. But Jabez said, God, I don't want to settle. I don't want to settle with what I've got. I'm asking you to enlarge my coast. I'm asking you to bless me with abundance in a way that only you can. But you know what we oftentimes do? Let me tell you what happens sometimes when we hear someone like this. Well, it was good back then, but it don't work now. Try it and find out. Bruce Wilkerson, who wrote the little book, The Prayer of Jabez, said this, and I quote, outside of the prayer of salvation, the prayer of Jabez has done more in my life and blessed my life in more ways than I can comprehend. He made it very clear that his prayer was to report each day, Father, bless me. Let me give you an example. He does Bible conferences, through the Bible conferences. He goes into churches. He said, I was doing about 50 a year. And he said, that's good. He said, after I started praying the prayer of Jabez and learning to pray the prayer of Jabez, he said, we went from 50 conferences a year to 500 conferences a year. And he said, there was no explanation outside of the fact that we prayed and asked God to enlarge our coast. Listen, God is serious about wanting to bless his people. Amen? But here's the problem. We're not serious about asking. We're just sort of glad to settle. You know, glad to have just some token areas of responsibility, of just a token coast, so to speak. Jabez prayed that God would enlarge his coast. And here's what the operative word is, his. In other words, Jabez already had a coast. He already had an area of influence. He already had the boundary. He already had territory. But he said, Father, I'm asking you to enlarge my coast. Now, in that day and time, it could have been and possibly was property. And secondly, it might have been influence. Probably those two things. Now, the Bible doesn't record all that happened, but the Bible does record this. In the last phrase of verse 10, the Bible says, and God granted him, you know the next word? Byron just said it. That which he requested. Are you getting that which you request? Do you realize that God listens to your prayers so specifically? You say, well, I don't pray specifically. God knows that. God hears that. That's why if you don't ask for anything, he don't give you anything. Do you realize that it is so important to God that he wants to give you the that? He wants to give you the it of what you're praying? If you don't believe that, turn to Matthew chapter 7 for a moment. Matthew chapter 7, and I want you to look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Matthew chapter 7. Jesus is talking to the disciples. He's talking to them about praying. And he says, ask and it. What's the it referring to? Whatever you ask for. In other words, Jabez was asking for enlarged coast, enlarged borders, enlarged territory. He was serious about it. Think about it for a moment. What would happen if we just said collectively as a church family, as we live and walk and breathe and move each day of our life, we're going to pray and ask and watch the Father. Father, bless us. Bless us a lot. Enlarge our coast. Keep your hand upon us. You know what will happen? I can guarantee you what happened. There'll be more lives influenced, more lives touched. There's a byproduct. You know, we'd have to probably look at building sooner than what we thought. God is serious about honoring his people's request. But here's what happens. A lot of folks aren't asking for anything. A lot of folks aren't asking. Listen, the friends of the family member, the kinsmen of Jabez in his day and time, they weren't praying for anything. They were living, having children, and dying. Living and having children and dying. And that's really a way a lot of people are living today. And people who name the name of Christ that have, for all practical purposes, given up on prayer. They're living, having children, going to their work, doing jobs and all that, and dying. No answers to prayer, no major prayer, because we oftentimes don't think to pray. We cease praying. Jabez said he called out to God. You know why? Because God's ready to hear and God's ready to answer. Call unto me, Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3 says, call unto me and I will answer you, says the Lord. Now let me ask you a question. You either believe that's true or you don't believe that's true. You either believe that it will happen or it won't happen. And the truth about it is, Jabez knew that God was serious if he was serious. So first and foremost, to pray for enlarged coast is to pray for more and more responsibility. Number two, jot it down. To pray for enlarged coast is to ask God to multiply and increase. Makes me think of a story before I get into this particular point. Precious lady put out a garden one year. She lived among whole folks that didn't believe in the Lord. She put out a garden, and at the end of her garden, she got down on her knees. And she dedicated her garden to the Lord. She asked the Lord to touch her garden. Would you like to know what happened? The Lord touched her garden. And people asked her, when it was dry and around every place else, it would rain on her garden. People noticed it and watched. They watched as God watered her garden because she dedicated her garden to God. She dedicated what God had given to her. Listen, our God is a serious God. He says to pray and ask for enlarged coast. Listen, Jabez knew that God was the blesser. Think about it. Think about all that you've got. Everything you've got came from the Lord. You say, I got it myself. He gave you the mind to work. He gave you the hands to move. He gave you the feet to move. He gave you the mind to think. He gave you the energy to do it. And when you look at the life of Jabez, Jabez prayed and asked God to multiply. Listen, as I said, it probably was land. But while the Bible doesn't say, it may have meant that Jabez was given more property, more increase. But here's the thing about it. God honored his request. He multiplied. You know, I remember one of our ladies telling me, we were talking about Vacation Bible School. And one year, they prayed, God, bring us all the children you would. And they said, we realized what prayer that was. I think that year they said they had 175 kids that year. They didn't know where to put them. They had so many kids. But here's the point. Jabez was one of those that asked. What about your asking? You know, the truth is God loves to answer your prayer. Ask and you'll receive, says the Lord. Seek and you'll find, says the Lord. But what are we asking for? You know, He's a mighty God. It's no problem for God to bless you. Listen, He has all the power in the universe. He's not lost a single ounce of power from eternity to eternity. And yet we feel like if we ask God for anything, we're draining Him of His resources. Listen, Jabez said, Lord, I want to ask you, and I want to ask you awesomely to bless me and enlarge my coast. Give me more than what I've got. It may demand of me to work more, more energy, more time, but I'm asking so I can honor your name. You know, one sobering reality of Jabez's life, he wouldn't settle. He didn't allow people to deter him. He didn't allow society to dissuade him. And the reality is, I'm afraid that has happened so much in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We allow society to dictate to us. We allow society to direct us. We allow society to dissuade us from praying and believing in the sovereign God. Listen. If you and I would pray, Lord, enlarge our coast. Now, I want to ask you a question. Do you believe if we prayed the Lord to enlarge our coast, bless us, enlarge our coast, do you believe He would do it? Amen? I wanted to see how fast amens came right then. So. Has God changed? Yes or no? Why do we not do it? Because somehow in the recesses of our mind and in our being, somewhere along the way, somebody may have got to us and said, well, you know what, after all, you know, it's not like it used to be. Sometimes, without crying, I just get tickled hearing people talk about the Bible. It's amazing how people talk about the Bible. You know, it's like God is different. He's changed. You know, we can't ask those things anymore. I mean, it's different. Well, I'm here to tell you, our God is the same God. He has the same power, not lost one molecule of power. Why? Because He said, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. And you see, you know, you think about more souls coming to faith in Jesus Christ. You think about influencing more lives. That's why God's led us to the mission in Canada Town. Why James is the mission leader there. Why we're seeing lives added. Why? Because we're praying, and we ought to be praying more seriously. Jabez, listen, he prayed, God, enlarge my coast. Jabez didn't know how it was going to happen. But here's what he did do. He didn't manipulate. He simply asked God. And the Bible says God did what he asked for. Now, I want to be real serious and I want to stop for just a moment. What are you praying for that God can answer? What are you praying for that you can see an answer to? Is there something you're praying for that you can see an answer? Or would you have to be one of those saying, I'm not praying, so I can't see anything happen. You see, sometimes the devil sort of whispers, now, you better not put God too much to the test. You don't want to miss out, and you don't want to be shaken up. Can I tell you this? You don't have to worry about putting God to the test. You know what Jabez did? He put God to the acid test. You know, there is serious reality of blessing when we believe God's word. But there's also tremendous pain when we don't. I'll give you one example out of Matthew chapter 13, verse 58. Jesus is walking through a town. But here's what Scripture says in Matthew chapter 13, verse 58. And he could not do many mighty works there. Listen to what it says about Jesus. And he could not do many mighty works there. Here's Jesus. Why can't Jesus do many mighty works there? Well, the answer is in the next few words. Because of their unbelief. You see, if you don't believe God will work in your life, then you may as well close up shop and go home. You may as well call it quits. But you know what? Listen, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's when God says, you know, I'm the God in heaven. I will bless you if you'll ask me. Lord, bless me. You bless me in ways you want to bless me. Enlarge my coast. Keep your hand upon me was Jabez's prayer. And you and I can pray that prayer just as well. God didn't say it's isolated to Jabez. He didn't say it's isolated to the Old Testament. You know what it was? It was one man who was bold enough to say, Lord, you bless me. You enlarge my coast. And I will honor you by being faithful with it, was the essence of his heart. I heard Charles Stanley say this one time, and he was repeating what an older preacher had told him when he was just young. He told him, he said, and the man had a very unique accent, but he told him, Charles, you give God your life and obey him, and he'll wear you out. In a good way, not whipping wear you out, but wear you out. I mean, and that's what Charles Stanley has done. That's what many others have done. Listen. Wouldn't something on the inside of you want to know what God would do with you? Isn't there something on the inside of you that would like to say, I'd like to know what God could do and would do open in my life if I would just report to Him, get on my knees each morning and say, Father, that You would bless me, that You would enlarge my coast, that You would keep Your hand upon me. You know, I've found as I prayed this prayer, and I can't tell you I prayed it every day, but I've made it a regular prayer of my life for a number of years, how God has opened doors and opportunities in ministry and coast of influence, so to speak. But, you know, that's exactly what Jabez prayed. Thirdly and last, to pray for enlarged coast is to believe that God has more for you than you are currently at. Now listen carefully to the phrase, enlarge my coast. Listen to it real carefully and real slowly. Enlarge, make it bigger, make it more expansive. You know what Jabez was brought to realize? He was not designed to settle. He was not made to settle. And neither are you. You're not created by God to settle. You know, each of us have been put here for a sphere of influence and authority that God's put over us. But you know what happens? When God blesses you with more and increases more, you see more people come to a walk with God or come to faith in Jesus Christ. You know, He had to be able to pray for expanded territory. He had to be willing to cooperate with God. I love what Bruce Wilkinson said in his book. He said he was out of school and he was talking about them to ask God to enlarge their coast, and they was going on a mission trip. Now let me give us this challenge as a church. He said, you're going on a mission trip. He said, where are you going? And they talked about an island that they was going to bear witness for Christ. He said, ask the Lord to enlarge your coast. I said, what do you mean? Look for God to enlarge it. Said, involve the whole campus. Don't just get a few people to go. Get a whole campus to go. And then he went on to say, rent a jet so you can go down and make an impact for Christ. Now, the emphasis wasn't the jet. The emphasis wasn't anything. And you know what happened? There was an excitement about just that proposal. And that college campus got busy. They started thinking about impacting. And sure enough, they chartered a jet. I forget what island they went to, and they stayed there for a period of time, I think helped establish a mission, impacted people's lives, and came back, and they never did forget that. But you know what happens so many times in our own life? God bless me, but I don't want to go. Lord, enlarge my coast, but I don't want to be faithful with it. Listen, if we ask God to enlarge our coast in this fellowship, what does He expect us? It's going to take work. It's going to take energy. It's going to take time. It's going to take personnel. Lord, You enlarge our coast. Jabez was willing to say, Lord, I'm willing to do it. I'm glad to do it. You see, Jabez prayed for enlarged territory, and he received it through prayer. He received it through prayer, and he received it by being obedient to the Lord. You have needs, and you need to ask the Lord to bless you. Now think about it for a moment. Jabez prayed, Lord, that you would enlarge my coast, that you would keep your hand upon me. Enlarge, and that's exactly what God did. Enlarge, and that's exactly what God honored. Probably Jabez prayed day by day. And you know what he did next? He watched. He watched God to work. He watched God move. And according to some of the best theologians and some of the historical records, there was a city in the Old Testament by the name of, would you like to guess what the name of it was? There was a city by the name of Jabez. Why? Because Jabez was serious in his praying to God. Jabez said, Lord, enlarge my coast. Now think about how simple those words are. Enlarge my coast. What if Jabez had never opened his mouth? You see, one of the things that the devil knows, he can't keep God from answering, so he keeps our mouths shut in disbelief. He keeps our mouths shut in not calling out to God, not asking for God. But I'm going to promise you this. If you will take this prayer seriously, and you'll mean it serious, you say, Lord, bless me that I could bless thee. Keep your hand upon me. Keep me from evil. Enlarge my coast. You will find with the passing of time, God will allow you sphere and give you increased spheres of responsibility. Give you increased fear of territory, domain. Why? Because you asked, faith believing. You see, every one of us that are saved, think about it for a moment. When you placed your faith in Jesus Christ, you asked Jesus to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. Amen? And he did honor your word. He came in at your request. Now think about it. There is nothing that can compare to the eternal life that Jesus Christ has given you. So what's holding you up from praying? Some people say, well, I don't want to work. I don't want to be. And you know, one of the problems why churches don't grow, people don't work. You know, a lot of times the little do the work of everybody. But Jabez said, Lord, bless me, favor me, enlarge my coast, and God granted what he requested. What if you leave this world and on the other side of life, suppose this happens. Use your imagination. God takes you into a particular room. And there are wonders after wonders after wonders that he shows you. And you're so ecstatic. And then comes this statement. Those are all the unanswered prayers that you never got on earth because you never asked. All the wonders are still there, locked up, stored away because you never prayed. I don't know about you. But I don't want to leave this world without being used of God as he wants to use me. I don't want to leave this world without making the impact that he's purposed for my life. I don't want to leave this world knowing that, you know, I could have asked him to bless me, but I didn't. The same thing is true in your life too. When you say, Lord, bless me, enlarge my coast, what will he do? Could he place you in a larger sphere of responsibility? Very possible. Rather than working over five men, he gives you the privilege to be an influence over 50 or 100 men to bear witness of Jesus Christ. One of the things that I've seen as I've pastored, the Lord has grown this fellowship. You know, there was a time that it was just a small nucleus of a body, and God has kept adding and kept adding and kept adding and kept adding, to which we say, glory to God. Amen? But you know what? When you don't pray, you don't get. You have not because you ask not. And you know, what is your prayer life about? Are you asking God to bless you? Are you asking Him to enlarge your coast? Are you asking Him to pour His life out upon you? Or are you just settling? Wouldn't it be horrible to leave this life and stand in the presence of Jesus and Him know that you settled? All you did through this one God-given earthly life, you just settled. You didn't ask for much. You didn't influence a whole lot of people. You just assumed that's the way it was supposed to be. Then when you stand before Jesus, He said, "You never asked. You never asked. What are you asking for?" God doesn't just bring people to us. He sends us to people. He brings people across our lives where we're a blessing and we impact their life for Christ. You know, He calls people to come by our lives that are searching. If you ask the Lord to bless you and enlarge your coast, I can tell you what's going to happen, and it's going to happen throughout the week. God's going to bring people by your life, and they're going to be searching. They're going to ask some questions like this. Do you believe in God? Where do you go to church? That's God enlarging your coast. God's bringing people by your life. Because what are you going to do? Is it going to be an opportunity? Or, you know, an imposition? Jabez didn't settle. I want to ask you one question in closing. Will you live this one earthly life settling because you just didn't ask God to bless you and enlarge your coast and keep His hand upon you? Father, we thank You so much for Your Word, for the truth of Your Word. And Father, I pray tonight that, Lord, You would just touch and those lives that may be here that need to respond to Jesus, those lives that need to rededicate themselves to You, those who need to reconsecrate their life to You, those who need to just simply ask Your forgiveness for a spirit of disbelief, that person who's here that's lost, that doesn't know Jesus Christ. Father, You lead, You direct, is our prayer. Jesus, we pray. Amen.